Well, this is now the new entry point. The Dunn Street Watergate is now the new entry point to the museum. So people will come through that. We've completely transformed the courtyard into giving it an all-weather surface and seating and decking all the way around. And we'll invite people to come in through the Queen's Warehouse building, 1859 building, into the main area of the museum. And we've got a couple of tradesmen doing finishing touches before we open to the public tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a comprehensive redo of the site and the buildings within it and the exhibitions within it. And along the way, we've had some marvellous little discoveries like this drain you see here. Now, this is a dish drain that was under about 8 inches of concrete, and we've taken the concrete off and at great pains to restore the drain and cover it over so people will see that as they come in. This was the original exterior drain for the Queen's Warehouse building, 1859.
So, Bill, we've walked into what used to be the main entrance, and there's a lot of beautiful new wood.
Well, we've tried to feature Tasmanian timbers throughout the museum, so this is, the Tas Oak here. It's now a major transition space between the entry point of the courtyard into the main central gallery and the exhibitions that sweep off there. But there are a few nice little touches and surprises in here that the visitors are going to hope the visitors will enjoy. You know, we've got some of our historical objects on the right-hand side here, and we've got the Shaping Tasmania 100th object, the humble Gladstone bag over here on the left. We've got a major images from our historical photograph collection beamed onto the wall in larger than life style. But this is really takes visitors through the space, and then we pass Ninganatanapri. This is our major Tasmanian Aboriginal show, and it's really important that becomes the first exhibition that people see when they come into the revitalised museum.
What sort of Indigenous history is on show in this gallery?
Well, this is really a timeline, if you like, from pre-European right through, and it showcases things like the way traditional Aboriginal people lived. We've recreated a bark canoe in the middle. That it's the first time in 180 years that Tasmanian Aboriginal men have made a traditional bark canoe. It's just a beautiful gallery. It looks lovely as you walk past it, and I'm really proud of that one.
So we've just walked into the main hall. Now, people might remember that this was the area that you raised the roof in.
That's right. Yeah, this used to be the old zoology gallery, and what we've done, no pressure at all, was raise a 30-tonne roof 4.5 metres in the middle of winter, and it worked. It worked beautifully, and now we have it's almost a cathedral-like space. Where we've raised the roof from, we've put a walkway all the way around so that the public can, for the first time, look at the beautiful roof structure that was built in 1901, but also engage with the space itself, because this is the intersection between four architectural periods, if you like. The original museum building, 1863, the first extension, 1889, the 1901 building, and the 2013 wall.
And what really captures your attention right in the middle of this space is this enormous, almost a modern art display case in itself with a staircase on top of it. What is this?
Well, it's funny. I mean, it's really, it shows what museums are all about in a way, because one of our designers saw this staircase that we were taking down. It used to be the staircase to the Colonial Gallery, and he said, that's a really interesting staircase. And one of the carpenters did an apprenticeship making staircases, and he said, technically, it's a beautiful staircase. It should be shown. And so it just went from there, and it went from there, and then creativity got hold, and before you know it, we've got this massive structure in the middle that is something between Harry Potter and the Stairway to Heaven, I think. So it's a beautiful structure, and I think it shows a little bit of the quirkiness of the museum in a way, but also the diversity of the collections. There's 150 objects in there from every collection in the museum put in a way that's unique and different to what we would normally do. And what's important about this space is also that it's a meeting point for the visitor experience into other galleries. So further on, we have the Thylacine Gallery, which is a dedicated gallery to the Tasmanian tiger. Our curator's done a marvellous job in terms of sensitively placing the objects in that room.
What are the big draw cards? You've had a few people through already before the public opening. What are the things people are really talking about?
Well, people are talking about the Central Gallery, the transformation here, and how it's just opened everything right up. But what I really like about it is that the diversity of what people like. Little quirky things or individual things that you wouldn't have even thought of draw people to. Size of labels. People like the decent-sized labels. the furnishings in the galleries, the chairs and that, the people think they're wonderful. The Bond store has just been a revelation. People just think that's an outstanding display. And so all these things are really great. And I don't really mind what people like, as long as they like something and they get something educational from their visit to the museum, which I'm sure they will.